What's up, everybody? It's Mr. Hey Vicious here. Now, it's been a while since I've deleted all my videos and everything because of all the bullshit that's been going on in YouTube. I just didn't want to be that next guy to be shut down. I didn't. Now that I calmed down and that my anger is gone, and I weeded out a lot of people that were trolling in on my life, they're out of my life now. And if more and more people are gonna start to butt into my life and fuck with my life, I'm just gonna get rid of you. I'm gonna block you. I'm gonna get you out of my life. I don't need any of that bullshit. There's too much bullshit in the world anyway. So now that I'm calm now, and I've came up with a way to make more time to do this, I'm gonna have more time to do my other thing. And that's another story. That's another story. I'll talk about it later on in this video. But I'm seeing a lot of stuff on my in my town, and there's a lot of young kids out there getting out of high school, and they're getting married, knocking up chicks. What's your fucking hurry? And then half of you people out there who get married, you get married just to have an affair. Don't get married just to have an affair. Now, these type of people who are doing this, and I know it happens all over the world and all over the United States. I know it happens everywhere. And it does. But it's stupid to get married just to have an affair. I think it's the most stupidest thing in the world. I think it's pointless, and I think it's stupid, and I think it's cowardly. Because most of you people out there who get married just to have an affair, I'm talking about men and women, you both do it. You both do it. Men and women, you both get married just to have an affair. And I'm going to explain why you guys do this. It's because you're cowards. You're scared to be alone, both of you. You're scared to be alone. And women are very good at this. They're very good at holding on to relationships. I've seen it at my work. I've seen it at other places where I work. Women are married, but they always hold somebody else on the back burner. I've seen it happen for reals. And the reason why they have their husband at home, because men and women, they go, you know, after they get off of work, they go and they know they're going to have a hot meal. And, you know, the power is going to be on in their house. You know what I mean? They have somebody to talk to about their day. You know, and it's going to happen nowadays. Marriage don't work. And this is why I stay away from marriage. Because it doesn't work. Because there's, let's just say that you're at an amusement park. Okay? You're at an amusement park. And you like this one particular ride. You ride it over and over and over and over and over again, but eventually it's going to get old. And in that fucking amusement park, there's other rides. You're going to get bored of this one ride that you like so much. And you're going to get bored. And you're going to want to ride on the other rides. That's how a marriage is these days, and that's how I see it. Cuz there's just so much time that you guys could spend with each other in the bedroom or whatever. You guys fuck and everything. And I mentioned in one of my old videos that I took down recently, does swinging save marriages? No, it doesn't. It makes things worse. It really does. It really does make things worse, and I don't recommend it. Swingers, this is what I'm talking about swingers too. And about the marriage, you know, fading away. You know what I mean? And there's so many times that you guys could fuck each other in the sack. You guys could do different things, but still, if you keep doing it over and over again, you know what I mean? It's going to get old. it's going to get old. Women get bored. Men get bored. Marriage don't work. And then they resort to swinging. And then that usually doesn't help, because I've seen couples walk out of the swingers club yelling and screaming at each other. Oh, did he fuck you better than me? Oh, well, did she fuck you better than me? Well, you were more turned on by her. You know what I mean? It's a clusterfuck. It's not a good idea to get married and have an affair. It's not a good idea. If you're that type of person, you're a coward, because you're scared to be alone. First off, you fucking young millennials out there who are getting married at a very young age, first of all, what you should be doing. This is the first thing I did when I graduated high school. I went out and I got a job. I didn't have money to go to college, but I knew college was a scam, because when those army recruiters came to my house, they told me that, you know, paying for student loans and everything, some people pay it forever. You know what I mean? Some of them, you know what I mean? It's a scam. And you're not guaranteed to get a job even if you graduate college. And the Army was telling me, you know what, if you join the Army, everything's for free. We'll give you the training and everything, and then you can go out and get the job and everything. But first things first, no matter how you do it, just get your shit done first, you know what I mean? Get your education, get a good job and everything. Concentrate on that first. And this is rule number one. Not only you get a good job and an education or whatever, if you want to be an entrepreneur and everything, work at it. But here's the thing. This is number one. You must learn how to love yourself first before anybody. You must learn how to love yourself first. You must learn how to be alone. You gotta train yourself to be alone. You gotta train yourself. After you come home from work, after a hard day, you go to your house, sit there, watch TV, play your video games or whatever the hell it is you do, and learn how to love yourself and be alone. Learn how to do it. Because if you get married early if you get married early, at a very young age, you're going to be fucking disappointed. Because your guys are too goddamn young to be in a relationship, especially in a committed relationship. You're too damn young. You guys are going to want to explore the fucking fields and explore other people. It's going to happen. It will happen. Trust me, I've seen it 100 times. I still see it today. It's gonna happen. Don't do it. And those of you people out there who are getting married at a young age, you're cowards. You're afraid to be alone. That's the bottom line. Learn how to love yourself. Because when that bitch leaves you, when you get into a relationship, and when she does leave you, like I just said, when she does leave you, and she will, because she wants to play the field because you guys are too damn young, what are you going to do then when she leaves you and you catch her cheating on you? What are you going to do then? This is for you, boys and girls, boys and girls. That's for both of you. What are you going to do? Are you going to be okay being alone? You're not. You're going to be out of your fucking mind. And I had friends kill themselves over a woman that fucking left their ass because they don't know how to be alone. What are you going to do then? How are you going to love yourself? How are you going to do it? How are you going to get through this breakup? How are you going to do it? And it's stupid for you guys out there to get married at a young age because you don't know nothing. Hell, you may be paying for pussy right now. You're paying for it. When you get married at a young age, you're paying for that pussy for the rest of your life. And like I said, that roller coaster ride is going to get old. And you're going to want to fucking go someplace else. Whether she catches you cheating, whether you catch her cheating, it doesn't matter. When you get a divorce, in the end, it doesn't benefit you guys. I'm talking about the men. It's not going to benefit you. You're going to have to pay for that past use of that vagina. You're going to pay for it. And you're going to feel even more like shit. You are. You're going to feel even more like shit when you have to pay her to stay gone. And you're not even using it. You're paying for a past use of a vagina and somebody else out there is fucking using it. And you're still paying for it. Don't do it. Now, there's a lot of reasons why I don't get married. Because of that situation. Because there's that fact that these women are going to get bored. Or I'm going to get bored. And I'm going to go someplace else. She's going to go someplace else. There's no point of getting married if you're just going to have an affair. So this brings me to my other thing. This is why I'm in the adult industry. A lot of people give me a lot of shit for being in it. I'm going to tell you something right now. The adult industry, you can have what you want. You can do what you want. You can be whoever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can be who you want. It's a fantasy. The world is yours. And the reason why I do adult films is because while I am doing it, the world is small, safe, and peaceful while I am doing it. I can be whoever I want, and I can do whatever I want. It's my world. And it's small, safe, and peaceful while I am doing it. Now, the adult industry comes in all shapes and sizes. You people out there don't understand what I'm talking about because you're not, I know a lot of you are not in the adult industry. You can do whatever you want. You can have any type of girl you want in your films. You can have fat chicks. You can have ugly chicks. You can have small chicks. You can have, 18-year-olds. You can have big booby chicks. You can have whatever the hell you want. You're the boss. You're in control of your own world. And the world is yours. And I play in my videos. Hell, I'll do all kinds of things. I want to do all kinds of things in the adult industry. I want to fuck fat cows. Fat ass women. I want to fuck them. I want to fuck big booby women. I want to fuck older women. I want to fuck, 18-year-olds. I want to fuck the hottest girls. I want it all. Because when I got into the adult industry and I saw what was selling, there was this one girl who was called Fat Woman on the Couch, or Fat Lady on the Couch. Sometimes she, I heard stories about her. Sometimes she'd be naked on the couch eating donuts or whatever the fuck, watching TV. And people were buying that shit. And this woman, she's not even hot. She's huge. A fat woman on a couch. I would have never guessed that a girl like that would be making money in the adult industry just by sitting down on the couch eating donuts and being fat and shit. She had the confidence to do it, and sure, I bet down the line in her whole career she got made fun of. But she didn't care. She collected all the money. That's exactly what I do, and that's what the adult industry is about. It's about publicity. And I'm about publicity. Publicity gets you somewhere in life. It does. I'm about publicity. The biggest people and the players of any type of game have publicity. They're the ones that stand out more. I stand out more. I get a rise out of people at almost everything I do. Just like that one video that I did in the adult industry. Everyone's making fun of me for posting something like that. That was a girl I knew at work. And everyone at my work wanted to see it. And then there's people that I haven't seen in a long time that was in the glass business. I've seen them recently. And they're like, oh, I heard you did that tape. I was like, I want to see it. People still want to see it. because a lot of people that worked with me and her were curious about her. They wanted to fuck her. Plain and simple. Everybody has their own taste out there. And this is why I like to mix it up in the adult industry. And this is why I'm in the adult industry, because I don't have to get married and I can fool around with any type of girl I want. It's a whole buffet of women. I can choose. I can choose to fuck a fat chick. You know, I'm a skinny chick, an older chick, a big booty chick, a big butt chick. I mean, a big boob chick. You know what I mean? Anything. An 18-year-old, a hot chick, a tall chick. I don't care. A muscle chick. I mix it up. I may be paying them to do these videos, but you know what? I get a return out of it. Why would I want to get married and pay for the pussy and then get divorced and then pay for it for the rest of my life while somebody else is using it? Makes no sense to me, you know what I mean? I'd much rather be in the adult industry, pay the girl once, and then she's gone, and then I take my content, edit it however I want, send it off, and I make money. Why the fuck would I want to get married? And when I'm 60 years old, I know how to control myself, and I know how to live with myself. People always ask me, always tell me, it was like, well, Kim, you know, your age ain't gonna last forever. You know what I mean? What happens when you get too old? I'm gonna tell you something right now. My father is almost like 65, 66 years old, and he told me, he's like, once you get 50, 60 years old. My dad tells me, son, you ain't gonna think about sex anymore. You don't care. You ain't gonna care. Even if you had sex with a lot of bitches, you ain't gonna care anymore if you get laid. You've been through it. You ain't gonna care anymore. And if you still are doing porn and you're still doing it, more power to you. But I heard that from a lot of guys that age. You're not gonna think about it anymore. You don't care. You don't care anymore. You won't care. I'm not at that age yet, but they told me, you ain't going to care when you get that age, so don't worry about it if you get too old. Don't worry about it. And if you still have that stamina and you still can get it up and girls are still wanting to get with you, more power to you. That's all they told me. That's all they told me. But still, it's a better deal. Even if I was married and my wife loved me, never cheated on me and everything, but I know when we get to that age, I know it's going to stop. That's what happens in marriages. It stops. The more and more you get older, it stops. That roller coaster starts to die out. That's just me. That's just the way I think. This is why I don't get married. Why get married when you're going to get into an affair anyway? I will never get married. Ever. Ever. I will never be in a serious relationship. Ever. I will never consider another girl my girlfriend. I'll consider them my friend, but I'm not going to make it like a girlfriend. Girlfriend. You know, like we're going out, we're living together, building a life, and possibly get married. Nope. Not going to happen. Not with me. It's not going to happen. And this is why I am in the adult industry. There's a large buffet. And I suggest you millennials out there, don't get married at an early age. Take my advice. Don't get married at an early age. Just get your shit together. Go to school. Get your degree or whatever. Find a good job. Make your money. If you want to be an entrepreneur, go ahead. Have at it. Chase your dream first. Establish a good life for yourself first. There's no need to just jump into something that's just so stupid and pointless these days, and it doesn't work. Don't do it. Learn how to love yourself first. That's the bottom line. That's rule number one. Learn how to love yourself first. Learn how to be on your own first. Learn how to live alone first. If you can do that, and if you do decide to date, and it's perfect training, because if that bitch leaves your ass, you'll know what to do. and you will not be hurt. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.